Aperture-Corrected Spectroscopic Type IA Supernova Host Galaxy Properties, by Louis Galbany et al. We use Type IA Supernovae SNEIA data obtained by the Sloan Digital Sky Survey 2 Supernova Survey SDSS2 SNE in combination with the publicly available SDSS-DR16 fiber spectroscopy of their host galaxies to correlate SNEIA light curve parameters and Hubble residuals to several host galaxy properties. Fixed aperture fiber spectroscopy suffers from aperture effects. The fraction of the galaxy covered by the fiber varies depending on its projected size on the sky, thus measured properties are not representative of the whole galaxy. The advent of integral field spectroscopy has provided a way for correcting the missing light, by studying how these galaxy parameters change with the aperture size. Here we study how the standard SN host galaxy relations change once global host galaxy parameters are corrected for aperture effects. We recover previous trends on SN Hubble residuals with host galaxy properties, but we find that discarding objects with poor fiber coverage instead of correcting for aperture loss introduces biases in the sample that affect SN host galaxy relations. The net effect of applying the commonly used G-band fraction criterion is discarding intrinsically faint SNEIA in high-mass galaxies, thus artificially increasing the height of the mass step by 0.02 mag and its significance. Current and next generation of fixed aperture fiber spectroscopy surveys, such as DES, DESI or TIDES in 4MOST, that aim at study SN and galaxy correlations must consider, and correct for, these effects. This was Aperture-Corrected Spectroscopic Type IA Supernova Host Galaxy Properties, by Louis Galbany et al.